Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, everyone. We are live today, and New York is we have nothing but rain, and it's miserable. But you know what? I'm happy because I got my man crush. I got our guest. I'm so excited to see. Come on, Cynthia, tell me what it's like down in Nashville.
Oh my
Come
God!
On.
Yes, she is positively giddy this morning. Well, it's a kind of a dull day here too in Nashville, and you know what, May? Coming off of Easter weekend and coming off of such a week of horrible bad news, we are really, really, really excited to have a happy show today. So our guest today, we look forward to having him on anyway, but today, more than ever. So,
yes, absolutely.
Yeah, it's chaos. The world's in chaos, my darling.
I know. We need something that's happy, and so as it goes, you know, we can talk afterwards. But yes, I'll be up in Syracuse. Oh, here's the thing: I'm going to be up in Syracuse doing a seminar talk in one of the songwriting classes in Syracuse University, and they just I guess they're called the Orange Men or whatever. They just won. They're in the Final Four, so they're going. Yeah,
it's March Madness. Woo.
It's March Madness.
So,
yeah.
Yeah, it's going to be. That's not an often thing for them, is it? I don't think they're in it that much.
No, that was somebody in Las Vegas. Actually, they placed their bet, and one guy, I think they said something like, oh, he won $100,000 on the bet. Because Syracuse was not listed to be one that was going to be the team to win, be in the Final Four.
Perhaps 2016 is going to be a year of a lot of dark horses, because certainly since the beginning of the year, particularly for music, it's been such a – every day it's like somebody else is leaving, somebody else is
– I don't want to talk – let's
building.
Talk about something that's staying in the building right now that, you know.
Well, and
I think,
that's why I think we should go. First of all – when our agent, Gary Rychak, said, Paul Cousel, let's have him back on because, you know, the Cousels are touring in this Happy Together tour with, Paul's going to bring us up to date, but May gets all giggly and everything, you know, because she just loves Paul Cousel. And I have to say, he is infectious, not in a bad way. And without further ado, let's bring on May's man crush and one of our favorite people, Paul Cousel of the Cousels. Paul, welcome.
Hey, you guys.
Hey,
good morning and good afternoon.
Oh, yeah. It's fun.
Well, I'll tell you, I'm in Central Oregon. Cynthia, I'm in Central Oregon, and it is beautiful.
Is it?
God.
Yep.
Yeah.
Spring is springing.
Oh, man. I wish you were here.
Spring has sprung here in Tennessee, too, but it's uneven. You know, we'll have like a hot, hot day, and then it'll be cold again, you know, so.
Exactly.
Oh, yeah. I'm always amazed with Tennessee when it gets rain. And no, it gets snow.
Yeah. Oh, well, they don't know how to handle it. You know, parts of Tennessee get a lot of snow, like eastern Tennessee where the Smokies are. Where I am near Nashville, now, if we get an inch of snow, it closes down the state. You know, it's like.
Gotcha.
They don't know what to do. That's what happens. It's great. It's, you know, we have these flowers and things are blooming, and then all of a sudden the next day we're like, it's a freezing weather. They don't know what's going on. I mean, we really, it's this, and everybody I know is having their allergy attacks, including myself, and then they get this cold. You know, one day it's 80, and the next day it's like 32. So nobody's safe right now yet.
Yeah, that's right. I hate those freezes after all the trees think spring is here, and then a freeze comes through and it just knocks everything out.
Yeah, it's terrible. It really is. It's awful.
Mother Nature can be a bit bitchy. She can.
Yes.
Well, Paul Cousel, the Happy Together tour. Did you guys even anticipate that it was going to be the success it has become?
I didn't, no way. Cynthia, I mean, we walked into this thing and we were just excited because we were going to get to be on the Happy Together tour. My gosh, we've just been wanting to be on it so long. And then And then it finally happened, and it was just a summer of fun. And I'm telling you, you guys, this is a hoot of a tour. I don't know how all the older guys think about it. I know how Bob and Susan and myself think about it, and we are just loving it. And it's so funny because this year it's not funny really, but you know the association and some of the and the grassroots and the Buckinghams, they're not going to come out with us this year.
No, but you got some new set of people that
yes.
I happen to know as well.
That's yes,
great.
We have Spencer Davis.
Yes.
I'm a man, yes I am, but I can't help it. Oh my God, I can't wait for him. And then Gary Puckett is coming out, young girl.
Right.
Which, I mean, that is going to be incredible. And then
that
we played
voice.
With Chuck Negron from the Three Dog Night. We've played with him a couple of times in the past year or two, and man, he's a hoot. He gets out there and he just belts these things out. It's great.
It's amazing.
Great.
It's
yeah,
great.
And Mark's coming back, you know, Mark Lindsay. We got a chance to record. Actually, it was my sister, Susan. You know, we were doing a show. I forget where it was, but then we headed east. And Susan said, hey, look, I need to get east a few days earlier. And we said, why? And she goes, well, me and Mark are recording a record together. And I went,
uh-oh.
You and Mark who? And I'm thinking Mark Volman or something. And she goes, well, me and Mark Lindsay. And I go, what? Yeah, yeah, we're doing that thing. And so we went to drop Susan off at the studio where Mark was working. And then so he had us all come in, and we were all singing backgrounds, and it was a hoot. It was a lot of fun. And, boy, Mark
oh
is
my God.
Quite a little producer guy. He
uh-oh.
Really, yeah, he's a producer guy, and he can, boy, he sings great still.
Yes, he does. I mean, and, you know, a lot of people don't know he plays sax, too, doesn't he? And,
yes.
Yes, and he, I mean, it's great. I mean, this is what's great. That, you know, the music from you guys, I keep telling people they can't believe it when I say, oh, you got to see the Kelsas. They go, oh, I remember them. I used to love them. Do they sound good still? And I'm going,
right.
You haven't heard that. I said, just, you got to hear them. Got to come out and listen. I think you guys sound so much better now because it's so, you guys know
yep.
where you want to go with it, that the harmonies,
yeah.
and it's wonderful. It's just wonderful.
I don't know what it is. You know, these keys are still in the same keys.
Yeah.
You know, the songs are still in the same keys, which really helps to the energy of the song. And I believe you, May. I think, and me and Bob and Susan talked about it, I think we're singing better than we've ever sang, which is kind of weird.
I know,
but, yeah,
but it's great.
Yeah, it's so much
wonderful.
Fun to just, yeah, it's so much fun now when you know what you're doing as an old guy. And to be able to just lock in and lock on and just go, oh, my God, this is really fun. Because, you know, as much fun as the people have, we have probably twice as much fun, the three of us up there, honest to God.
I totally believe, because you know what, I've seen a lot of the other acts and over the years, but you know, the three of you, really, I mean, you could see how much you enjoy singing. I remember when we were all at Chiller, you were bouncing in and everybody's going, I want whatever he's got, whatever
right.
he's got. Everybody was saying that. I mean, they were like, I want whatever he has, because you just, you know, you guys just exude. The wanting to perform, the wanting to sing, and I think it's great. And then to
right.
listen to you guys, oh, my
the
God.
The wanting is funny. You know, because back when we were kids, gosh, we'd be on the road, and it would be 3 o'clock in the morning, and my dad would stop for coffee. And, boy, at around 3:30, he's already made friends with the coffee shop people, and now we're in there singing for the coffee shop guy.
Oh, no. Singing for your yeah. singing for
all
your,
the time.
Your
all the time.
Food.
Oh, my gosh, we just hated that. And so... Yeah, and so now it's nice to come back around this whole way, and you're right. We are almost like what our dad taught us so long ago is, man, you start singing. It's what you do, so do it. So it's
great.
Crazy.
Well,
but I got to tell you
Paul,
about another thing. What?
Go ahead. No,
I was
go ahead.
I was going to say one thing. You know, on April 23rd, me, Bob, and Susan are going up to Rochester, New York, to induct into the Hall of Fame, Rochester's Hall of Fame, James Raddow. Who wrote Hair.
Yes, and you know I've seen, I was at his 80th birthday party.
Oh, you
man
were?
Looks great.
Awesome.
He just looks, he looks fantastic. So he is, you know, he is fabulous. I got to bring out the photo and show you. He's just a wonderful guy, very nice person.
Oh, great.
You know, and
we've never met him.
Oh, you've never met him? Oh, very
wow.
nice. Oh, God, yes.
So we're very excited. And Billy and Marilyn McCoo from the
The Fifth Dimension.
The Fifth Dimension are going to be and do, you know.
Right.
Aquarius and their hits from there. And so I'm excited about that. I'm really excited about that.
This is fantastic.
Wow.
You're going to go to Rochester, land of Kodak, you know.
Oh,
that's
yes.
Where, yeah, right. You know, and this is where it was. And, you know, when you talk about film photography, that you know, Rochester, that's what I think of. So,
I think my brother Bob's wife is from Rochester.
Ah.
So, yeah.
There you go.
Yeah, so that's going to be a lot of fun. That's going to be a ball.
Fantastic. No,
and,
he's a lovely guy.
We're coming to Nashville on the 6th of June, Cynthia.
You are? Well,
yeah,
I'm
looking at a schedule.
I'm coming. I'm coming to see you guys. June,
yeah,
where are you going to be?
Yeah, it's at the War Memorial.
Yeah.
Have you ever been there? The War Memorial is a fantastic building. Fantastic building.
It is, and it's right downtown. It's really like is it one of the oldest buildings down there?
It is, and it's up on the hill, so it kind of overlooks the whole. In my moonlighting catering job, Paul, that I have to do because this Cinderella has to buy her own glass slippers now. We do a lot of weddings there, you know. So I mean, and it's a real cool building. You know, a lot of people have wedding receptions there because of the history of the building.
Gotcha.
You know? And and it's really pretty. It'll be pretty there that time of the year too. Oh, I'm excited. I'm penciling it in. I'm going.
Oh, you got to pencil this one in, Missy Cynthia. You got to see them perform and hear them. They're great. So it's wonderful. Now, when are you going to come to New York? When am I going to get to see you?
Okay, well, New York. I was just looking at that part of the schedule. We're in New York for about 6 days. We're doing Poughkeepsie, the Mid Hudson Civic Center there, but then we're playing at the Beacon Theater.
Yes, that's a great theater.
Downtown on the 16th.
Oh, good. 16th of what?
Of June.
Okay, June. Fantastic.
Do you want to go to that one?
Yes, I'd love to. Right. The Beacon is great.
Yeah, because we're also back at Westbury.
Out Long Island. And that's a nice theater because that's in the round. But
oh, my God. And we played that when we were little kids. It's a hoot. I love that thing because all of a sudden about I think it was 17 minutes is how I looked at it, was one rotation.
Yes.
And so you're back around seeing the same people, you know. Oh, I can get a kick out of that. It makes me laugh.
It's a great place. It really is. And the sound is wonderful. I've seen a lot of oldie shows. One of my good friends, singer Lou Christie, always performs there. Lou is fabulous. He also sings in the same key, even to this day. And when he does a show, it's amazing. I mean, he's fun. He's got a great following, you know, Lou Christie has it's wonderful. If you haven't, you got to see him when he gets a chance to play because he's really, really great. I love it. And so that's great at Westbury. I'm telling you, I'm getting closer. You know, I'm at a point right now that I may be moving homes. I'm staying in New York, but moving closer. So that's where I'm working it. So it's great.
Cool.
Yeah. So I'm excited to come in. Ooh, this is going to be good. So what else is anybody individually? Is there anything else that you're doing? Now we know that you guys are just saying on Mark Lindsay's song.
His
what
little
else
EP, I'm calling it. I think him and Susan did four songs, old songs, cover songs, you know.
Oh, great.
Yeah,
oh, cool.
And there were a couple that it was really good, and it was a very quick thing, and the production value, though, that Mark was able to get was incredible. Was incredible. And Mark Bowman's doing great. He sent a little email out saying everything's good and we rock on.
Oh, I'm you don't know how happy I was to hear about that. Yeah. So it's good. Everything is good. I mean, on music side, I think it's great that to with all the bad news in the world.
Yeah.
This is so great because I was just like looking at everything that's going on between our political, whatever that we're in that race. I don't know what it is. The Republicans, I'm looking at it thinking, well, I don't know where we are here. So, you know, and then what's going on in the world. But I want something that's really positive and you guys really bring it to the table.
And the whole thing is the Happy Together Tour.
Yes.
You know,
absolutely.
So I know it's great. You know, it's so weird for us because, you know, we were out doing this when Vietnam was the
Oh, right.
Chiller in the thriller, you know. I mean, Vietnam was just took over everything, and you know, and we were out there playing and doing shows and really touring back then, and now, you know, there's always tension in the world, isn't there? And I kind of tend, you know, this is almost like cathartic in that we get to go out here, and it can take, and we're just lucky that, to just be able to go out there and do this great music with all these great bands, with all the people that are still coming out. Which is the most amazing thing to me. They're getting in their rigs. They're leaving their car. You know, I mean, come on, there's another Law and Order on that you could just watch.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And people are still coming out, you know, and we're all trying to just keep that up because we didn't have MTV when we were young guys, all of us.
No,
we had
exactly.
shows and we had concerts. And that was
it's
the
amazing.
Way we got our music.
And that's
know?
How you got your immediate feedback. Either the people liked you or they hated you, and you knew that
yes.
night either it was a good show or a bad show. Are you finding now, Paul, that you're getting younger audiences into that are coming in with their parents and saying, whoa, wow, I like this music?
Yeah, you know, and what we've seen that happen with our band over the years because, you know, Lorraine the Park was in Dumb and Dumber. I mean, so.
Oh, was it? Oh, God.
Yeah, and while he's going back to the chateau, thinking about the girl back there, that whole our song plays continuously through the movie. It's you know, it's part of the soundtrack. It's the only song that is actually played to its fullest, to the completion of it. And so we've seen kids come up to our meet and greet and go, "Man, where can we get that record?" You know, and we're laughing, you know, and it's like, "Dude, you got to find it on the web because." It's an old, old song, and they don't realize that, you know. And a lot of parents are bringing their young kids, you know, because it's like, you know, what we all want to do. We all want to expose our kids to, you know, the great stuff that was a part of our lives. And if nothing else, music. If I get Alzheimer's, you guys, Cynthia, I've told everybody, if I get Alzheimer's, just start playing, you know, Crosby, Stills, and Nash and start churning the 60s and the Beatles and everybody
yeah.
through me, and at least I'll be able to live that life if I can't remember who you are.
I got to tell you, because that music from the 60s on, you know, right through the 70s right there, I stop at the end of the 70s, at the end of the 70s. It was, you know, because
yeah.
I see what it happens when people come to these concerts. You could see it on their faces. They know every word, you know,
yeah.
to the songs, and you could see how happy it just brings them back to a time that they can enjoy, that they
yep.
they love listening to the music. I mean, that's what it does for me, so I know it does it for them, and I see it, and they could sing everything with you guys, and that's why the tour is so successful, because
yes.
we just throw the worries away for that one moment, you know,
yep.
for the moment
yep.
of that time that they're in that audience.
I know,
right?
And that's the yeah, that's absolutely right. It's like everybody's back to junior high school,
yes.
you know, when times were fun and easy, and you know, we're all doing that, we're all going back to that time,
and I love it.
Well,
and then that's
yep.
why I said everybody if you get a chance, come on out to see these shows if they come in close to your hood. I mean, it's really, it just gives you that for that time period, the 2 to 3 hours that's out there, whatever, it just makes you think you're right back to where you were, you know, when you went, you know, listening to all these songs back then. And it just brings you back.
It does,
great.
You know. And what's really fun for us, too, is that when we go out there after our show, we always go out front and try to, you
yes.
know, find the people that have followed us forever and ever. And what we get to see are these old scrapbooks. And we see them as 14-year-olds with us as 14-year-olds, you know, at these same venues. Like, it had been 48 years since we'd been at the Indianapolis State Fair.
Wow.
And it was like, holy moly, and there we were again, and there were, you know, 20, 30,000 people there. It was just incredible, and that was just last summer, and it was like, oh, my God. And then they asked us to come back, and I'm going, oh, my God, I get to do this again. It's
yeah,
incredible.
It's great. It is just so wonderful, and, you know, and to know that you're still out there and you're performing and your voices are just fantastic. Oh, Cynthia, you're going to love the show. You're going to love it. Cynthia's not a music person, you know, so this is,
I'm not a music person. My background really is in movies. So I do have to ask you, are you still doing your other job?
Yes, I work on Grimm still.
Still. You're still doing it. Oh, fantastic.
Yes.
I love it. You know me. I've joined Twitter when it comes to that to
yeah.
watch all the things. Oh, I love it.
We're
I
waiting on
it.
the announcement of the sixth season, which usually has come through by now. but isn't coming through yet. So we're kind of on the edge of our seats, is wondering if that's going to all happen. We start our hiatus on April 8th, so we only have just a couple of weeks left. I've been doing about 3 days, 4 days at the most a week. It's a very physical job, and my back is just telling me that, you know, I have to cool it out a little bit. So I've been going in just kind of working part-time on it, but still very much a part of it, yeah.
Do the actors know that you also have this little other Paul Cowsill that goes out and performs and does all that?
Well, you know what's funny? We've been doing it for 5 years, and I always keep my head down and my nose to the grindstone no matter what it is I'm doing. And so I don't, you know, this is grim, and the Cowsills is the Cowsills, but no, it has definitely gotten out. I mean, at one point, everybody kept coming up to me going, "Do you realize you're the most famous person on this show?"
I'm going, what?
Anyway, but it's been great. And, yeah, the actors, you know, I do know Sasha Roe. I know them all, actually, and they're all very friendly with me. And Sasha, who's the Captain Renard, he comes up to me and he goes, "Dude, what are you doing here?" And, you know, they don't realize, but my passion is working in movies and television on the other side of the camera, in the tech part of it, you know, and this greens job, this landscaping job I have that I started with Twilight, I just love it. I'm outside. It's keeping me in good shape. I have to work really hard, and I sweat all day and build these sets, and it's just been great for my health. And so I've been just loving it. It's
that's
my favorite
fantastic
thing to do.
You could tell those guys, I'm one of their biggest fans. I love
awesome
the show.
I will let them know.
Oh, yes, please tell them. I watch it religiously. If I'm not here, I actually tape it so that I could watch, you know, to watch it later.
Wow.
I get upset if I don't catch it.
That's awesome.
Yeah, so awesome. You could tell David, I can never pronounce
Guntoli
his last name. Guntoli.
David
and,
Guntoli.
Yeah, right. Claire Coffey. I mean, I'm just telling you, I watch this show. I love it.
Claire
is
great, you know.
Yeah.
She is a great actress. Boy, I've never heard anybody put on a scream like she can scream. She's incredible because she had to scream a couple of times, and boy, I've heard other people try to do a good scream and they didn't have it, but Claire, man, she really rocked it. She's great.
I give them all a lot of kudos. The graphics department, when they put all that making these Vessin looking creatures
for each one.
It's amazing. I don't know how they come up with it. I just think they're fantastic. You know, like you, I was in music, and I do the same thing. I was also fascinated with film production. That's how I met Cynthia, because I started doing work also.
Oh.
And so I'm a SAG actress as well.
Yeah. We go way back. Now, of course, there were talkies then, Paul. It's not that far back, okay? But we do go back quite far. Well, you know what, Paul? It always, you know, I think this is your third time with us, and it's always refreshing.
Always.
But in this grumpy climate that we all seem to be, like, stuck in, it's so nice to hear somebody, like, be happy. And that is, you know, it sounds cheesy, but it's the truth. It's like, what a refreshing way to start this Monday. I have to.
Yes,
oh,
absolutely.
Well, thank
it's
you.
Really
I'll tell cool. you, it's just, I'll tell you, I am just propelled towards happiness. I mean, I know there's a lot of stuff happening in the world, of course, you know, but I mean, gosh, if I try to figure all that out, I'll go nuts. So I try to maintain my community and then the 10 feet around me too, you know, if I can keep that in order and help my community, my immediate community, then that's what I can do.
Now, let me ask you this. Tell the fans out there where they can look at what website, where they can find all the info on you guys.
Well,
the schedule.
There's a couple of websites. You can go to the Happy Together Tour 2016, and they'll have some dates up. But what I did, actually, I went to Polestar right on the internet, and Polestar has even more dates than Mark and Howard gave us so far.
Oh, there you go.
Oh, wow.
So, yeah, I mean, I know we're already over, like, 43 dates, 44.
Oh, my gosh.
But I would go to Polestar because that has the most dates up there.
And up-to-date stuff, yeah. Okay.
Yeah, and there's a lot of, we're coming back to a lot of the same spots, but then we're adding a bunch of new spots as well.
Great.
So it's just going to be so much fun. I can't wait. Oh, my God. Well, you
do
know,
you have to rest your voices? I mean, doing these back-to-back.
Wow. I know. A lot of people I know have to. You guys are the only ones I know that I've never heard that you had to stop. You know, so it's great. I said, I'm thrilled.
Awesome.
Well, yes,
thanks
you
a lot.
Hear me. That's exactly how I feel. And you know what, Paul? I hate it's our countdown. We have to end the interview, but I am such a big supporter of you guys. And
well,
I know that.
May we all know that. We love you really tons.
Anything
she'll be on cloud nine now
with.
For the rest of the day. You made her day. And you know what? It was really, really awesome to have you, Paul. And I'm making a point of coming to see you guys on June 6th because I really
let's
do want
to. Let's stay in touch on that.
Yes.
Okay. Cool.
Okay.
All right.
We got to convert her. We got to convert her to this.
Yes. Because I love making movies too, but music's cool.
That's right.
Cool. All right, you guys. Well, have a great week.
Yes.
You too,
Paul. Same to you. We'll be in touch and everything will be, you know, good luck.
Awesome. Let's stay on email.
Yes.
Let's
email.
All righty.
Okay, cool. All right.
Thanks,
take care,
kids.
Paul. Great to have
you. Okay, I'll see you soon.
Okay, bye.
Okay,
bye-bye.
Bye.
Love him, love him.
Calm
love
down
him.
Now, calm down, May. Calm down.
I will. But actually, you know, you can see it's infectious.
He's an awesome guy. I have a feeling he'd be an awesome guy even if he wasn't a Cowsill he's just one of these people who has chosen to rejoice and embrace instead of moan and groan. And wow, what a wonderful way to start Monday.
And when he says, we don't warm up, you know, you just go and do it. I mean, seriously, when we did chiller together, every morning, and it was like,
how did they, because I know even if I talk too much, you know, like if I lose my voice, you know, if I read out loud or whatever, you know, the next day, my voice suffers. So I'm always fascinated by, I guess it's an instrument and you exercise it. And if you do it, then it's used to being used.
But and I'll tell you what, they don't sound out of key at any time. They don't need auto-tuning. They are the best. I'm telling you.
Oh, my God.
I am so happy that you're going to go see them. People out there, please. I mean, they are wonderful. They sound great. They have loyal fans, and it's so thrilling. And the stories, the interaction amongst the family, it's very funny. They are funny. They are.
No, I imagine it is.
The stories that they tell. Oh, yeah. You're going to love it. So anyway, let me get off of this, and we can go on to something else before this time runs out. I will be up in Syracuse to do a seminar and one of their songwriting, the Beatles songwriting class, which, of course...
Now, is that just open to students, or is it open to anybody?
I'm not sure. I guess the students up there, I'm not sure.
Okay.
But that's the class that I'm going to be working with, and there's some people in there. It's exciting for me. I love doing that.
Are you
going to
bring your giant Final Four foam finger with you? Right.
Yeah, right. I don't think I need to. I mean, they'll be there. And it's going to be fun. And, you know, I think I'm going to have a garage sale. You want to come over? Come on up and help me
with
my
garage
sale.
Oh, my gosh. Every time I try
to
do that, I have to pay people to take it. But then, you know, your garage sale will probably be a little different than mine. So
I got to tell you, there is so much stuff. I've gotten some things because I just need to downsize no matter what.
Simplify.
So,
I hear you, sister girl. And with that, we're going to have to say adios. We're running out of time.
Adios. I will speak to you soon and talk to everybody else later. Have a good week, everyone.
That was Miss May Pang, and I'm Cynthia Nielsen. Our thanks to Paul Cowsill of the Cowsills, and you've been listening to Dinner Specials on Blog Talk Radio. Have a great week, everybody.